cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 24th of January 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make use of the website while it's still up there, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find hundreds and hundreds, actually over 1,000 audios for download for free. And I try and give you reality, reality above the news, above the nonsense we're fed at the bottom, where mushrooms, you know, kept in the dark and covered in you-know-what. So I try to get above that and show you how the big system, the big plan for the global world order started, and who started it, and the organizations, foundations, international money lenders, who set it all up. And I've been working on this for over 100 years to bring in the technocratic society. In other words, a society ruled by them at the top, of course, and all the think tanks beneath them looking at every facet of society, a global society, right down to sustainable development, and how many folk they'll need for the next 50 years, 100 years, etc., etc. And science is used heavily in with this. Academia is all on board with what H.G. Wells called a modern utopia. We're pretty well there. Only it's our hell, of course. So help yourself to the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And remember, you are the audience that bring me to you. You can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And to do it, go into the site. You'll see a whole bunch of sites listed there. They're all mine. They all carry audios. They all carry transcripts in English for print-up of a lot of the talks I've given. And go into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts in other languages. You can buy the books and discs, as I say, from the U.S. to Canada. And you can use a personal check or an international postal money order. You can use PayPal. And some people to send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. Number two, RBN is expanding, and they've got a money drive on right now to try and boost their premises, because we have to, as I say, go with the times and re-push like crazy now, because eventually alternate media will either become mainstream. Always remember that too. That's generally what happens. They become mainstream, and to get true alternate media, you've got to support them while we still have them. And it's very, very important, because big changes are coming our way. Lots of laws are getting passed, and eventually guys like me just won't be on the air. So RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, look into their website at republicbroadcasting.org and find out what they're up to, and maybe you can help them out as well. So what I do is chronicle the events as we go through these things, as I say, go through the history of the big players in the past 100 years or more, who moved towards this global governance, as I like to call it, system, even intentionally creating world wars. And Carl quickly talked about that, touched on that. Anything, the end justified the means. The more wars you have, the more people are put to their knees, the more bankruptcies there are, and then you give up your sovereignty. They hoped you would do it at World War One, with the League of Nations take over, and then at the end of World War Two, they were rather blatant then, with the United Nations. They really, really thought everyone was ready to give up sovereignty. But no, so they went back to work for up to the present time and brought it in through treaties, thousands and thousands of binding treaties from organizations under the United Nations you never ever suspect would have so much power. And they certainly have now, because, as they say, the Earth Charter, all these different charters have brought in, affect every single person on the planet, as to where you can live, if they even allow you to live in a certain place, or put up a house, and what kind of house, and all that kind of stuff, right down to drinking water, what kind of food you're going to eat, how you're going to disturb the local habitat. And part two of the Earth Charter is this year, actually, 2012, and Mr. Maurice Strong will get pulled out of his coffin to come out and lead that one too. So I think you hear music in the background there, so I think it must be.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Cutting through the matrix. And we do live in such a facade of our world, isn't it? It's a facade. The government pretends that they're governing us and dealing honestly with us, even though that's a real joke. And we pretend that they are, too, and we do what we're told. And that's how the system is. Tyranny needs the participation of the masses. Understand, all government does. And the government is an idea. It was somebody's idea at one time, and that they simply came into what they call common law by the fact that you acquiesce to everything that they demanded. And so become tyrants, and then you still acquiesce. And because you do that, then it means that you've given yourself over to them, body and soul, basically, to do as they will. But it's still an idea. And then out of the idea, you have all kinds of ideas of what kind of government it's going to be. And then all the groups emerge, all the paid groups emerge to demand that they rule over the masses, you know. And so we're always looking for a benevolent dictator, basically, to pop in and be Santa Claus and be all nice to us and keep everybody happy, which could never happen at all because there's so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of groups. The unfortunate thing about people is they always want to belong to a group, you understand? And it's understandable from the point of view in history because it's only really in the 1700s, 1800s, that for the first time ever, individualism was given a chance. Before that, people always thought of them as themselves as belonging to the masses at the bottom. You only had nobility and masses, you see. And in the 1700s, 1800s, into the 1900s, people had the first chance of being truly individualistic And then you had the forces working against it, trying to get them back into the masses again. So what they do is cause strife, and then you join a group, you see. And every group wants to be the boss. It works every time. You understand, these are ancient techniques used from the most ancient times and passed down through special archives to those who rule you. You'll never find this at university. Maybe a couple of them in the dungeons underneath them, but otherwise you'll never get in there. And I've talked to professors before who say maybe 1 in 70, 1 in 80, perhaps, get access to real archives. So we know, we have a well-planned, a long in the works planning too, obviously there had to be to bring in 9/11 and the whole century of change that it kicked off. That was obvious. And academia have been talking about the century of change being all liberalistic and so on since the late 1900s. So everybody in academia knew, there's going to be big changes and everything's going to be equal and all that rubbish as they need to skim off their big paychecks from the taxpayers who are sitting on their duff doing nothing all day except creating more communists. And that's the way it really is. That's what their job is to create more communists and who give you the same drivel of distributing the wealth across the world. They didn't mean the rich, obviously. It's never the rich. It's always less for you, you see. And now they're all fighting over your last tax buck. They're all at it now. They're all fighting each other to get the last tax dollar off you. Then they tell you to be austere and tighten your belts. And then they tell you you've had it too good. You see all the people at the bottom they're talking to. And the folk still go out and vote, eh? there's some comedy in real life, I'll tell you. Anyway, in Ireland, of course, this really been hammered by the economic union, this massive super-Soviet system they call the EU bloc, that you don't even know who rules them anymore. You've got the secretive bunch at the top, the commission, they call it. No one knows who they are, or no one votes them in. And it's a super-Soviet system. The type that Karl Marx advocated, he said they should unify Europe and be a trading bloc, and then the same with America as in a Far Eastern bloc, and then they'd all have to compete with each other. They love this competition stuff, eh? They get all the cattle to compete. There's a Hereford bunch over there in England. We're getting them competing with so-and-so over there. And that's how they do it all. And they go along with this stuff, this rubbish. They were all told to compete with China, who get pennies per day. What a joke. And straight faces from Harvard tell us this stuff, this rubbish. Straight face. I mean, it really is classed as comedy. All you're missing is a canned laughter behind the statements. Go along with this rubbish. Anyway, and the Irish, as I say, who are hammered, they don't really like the Irish much because of the same allergies as the Scots, the tyranny. And they've been an awful thorn in the sides of people for an awful long time. And we've got an article tonight where you actually, there's a little video on it too, where Vincent Brown of Ireland really goes at the EU's banking boy to get him to answer a question, which the guy is Claude Masuk, I think the guy's name is, from the European Central Bank, this conglomerate of private bankers now that have really won, they're dominating all the civilians, the banking class. And so he goes after him to answer a question and ask him why the Irish are paying billions of pounds, you know, every year to this ECB for the same bunch of banks that made bad investments in Ireland in the first place. So it's going to go on forever, of course. So he asks this question, and you'll see this squirming Claude Masuk, or whatever his name is, squirm away there and get advice from his little, I don't know if it's a female next to him, it's a thing, you know, next to him, who, you know, tells him to cut him off, etc. Don't talk to that man anymore. But sure enough, you'll find that Vincent Brown keeps at him, like a little terrier dog. And eventually the EU bunch just give up. And you understand, the EU was not set up to be a democratic system. Years ago I watched, generally they get public relations experts for every department of the United Nations to talk to the general public. and sound almost human in a sense, you see. But once in a while, when there's somebody absent, one of the real people behind them. Remember, they're specially bred and reared at the United Nations. They go to special schools. Their children go to the United Nations schools to be authoritarian, and they grow up to be authoritarian. And when you see one of them talking and you hear them, you'll realize what you're dealing with here. You're looking at a robot who looks down at you like a little microbe or something. And how dare you ask these questions, you little amoeba? You have no idea how bad it is, but they want the same system in America, and they've used anti-terrorism to get their way, of course. And the bank crashes, which were all pre-planned, and the banks lost nothing. They gained an awful lot, in fact, but they lost nothing. I'll touch on that tonight, because it was the Treasury that gave them permission. All the banks that they bailed out in the U.S., it was the Treasury that gave them permission to carry on giving themselves the same wages and same bonuses. It's all planned this way. But that's the world we live in, eh? And we do have to be complicit in this comical farce that we're going through, don't we? We really do. Now, I'm going to put up a link tonight, and it's actually from Business Week, and it was about the U.S. versus rock and roll, but the Gibson Guitar Company I mentioned before, they got raided because they use exotic woods. Now, there are some of them are banned, supposedly, to make their great guitars and give work to companies in other, or money to people in other countries that otherwise would be sitting with their hands out to the United Nations and will pay through our taxes back to them, you see. So it's no point in giving work abroad that doesn't have to satisfy an environmental group and the rest of it. But it goes through some of the history of the Gibson guitar, why it's so popular. So any of the guitar buffs out there might want to read this article, put that up for you to see. Now, I mentioned before IBM, when they have their big world meetings, it's private. I call it IBM, because that's what it means, you see. It's IBM. It's what they love to use in their little jokes at the top when they create these big organizations. And you should see that from the eye of Ra. The eye of Ra would put down beams from the eye, and those who caught the little hook at the end in the times of Atom, that were blessed, you see, but they're all nobles. It wasn't for everybody. All the newsers think the sun gave out these little lifelines with little anks on the end to everybody, but no, just for nobles only. Peons mean peons in every age, you understand. But anyway, IBM, when they have their big world meetings, every corporation on the planet is there. So IBM leads. They have these unspoken, you know, always get little clues and little suspicions that there's a bigger organization that's on the go here, and you'd be quite right to think that, because they do have a big organization. It's a pyramid system of important, or extremely important, very important, and all the way down. And so they all attend, because they are the trendsetters, and they have been authorized to be trendsetters for the global grid system, all the different global systems are coming in, and as we speak, IBM and World Environmental Center to lead new corporate sustainability council of major companies, which will then be passed on to you in sustainability. And it says Armonk, New York, and it says IBM and the World Environment Center today announced the formation of the Innovations and Environmental Sustainability Council, comprised of leading global companies that will explore how innovation in business, process, and technology can enable strategic solutions to major sustainability challenges involving materials, energy, water, infrastructure, and logistics. Also includes, by the way, your natural gas, your electricity, and everything else. So it's a private corporation, the capstone here of commerce. You didn't vote in for anything. They're going to have legal force by law. They're putting it all out, just the Iran corporation, all the ideas out, they signed into law, so that they can screw you and call it sustainability. You see? So I'll put that up tonight, too. I can hear the music coming in now, and I'll be back with more after this break.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hi, folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix. We talk about global governance, that's what they call it, global governance, and how we're all interdependent now, you see, and so we can't do without each other. If one company goes down, my God, we all go down like dominoes and all that rubbish. But I keep repeating it into existence. You can repeat things into existence. Very, very easy to do. Now, in Israel they had a few things happen there recently. I mentioned a couple of days ago about the fact that some of the ultra-Orthodox rabbis there were having street battles with the more secular movements. And they really get pretty fierce, you know, when these Orthodox guys get really into it. I remember before where they were going out and putting diapers, they were putting this with the contents of diapers on the windshields of folk driving in, on the Sabbath and stuff like that over there. But anyway, it seems that Soros apparently has got his hand involved with Israel as well to create these little incidents as well. It says, in the summer of 2011, a 20-something Israeli named Daphne Leaf set up a Facebook protest page agitating against the high cost of housing in Tel Aviv. She pitched a tent and helped touch off a social protest movement that received national and international attention. While the protests were billed as grassroots, there was nothing grassroots about them. Protesters have been organized and funded by the New Israel Fund. Daphne Leaf worked as a video editor for the New Israel Fund. It's the same everywhere, though, isn't it? In the winter of the same year as the protests died down, a woman named Tanya Rosenblatt boarded the bus, which runs through religiously hyper-conservative neighborhoods, and staged an incident with the passengers. Rosenblatt was dubbed an Israeli Rosa Parks. hazard stunt helped generate waves of articles about major social problems in Israel. Rosenblatt was associated with One Voice, an organization funded by the New Israel Fund, again, whose board included Alon Liel, the husband of New Israel Fund director Rachel Liel. Had the NIF gotten through manufacturing one phony social protest movement, it was hard at work on another. The pattern in both social protests was traditional divide and conquer methodology that pitted the segments of society against each other with a goal of creating maximum disruption and mobilizing warm bodies to call for political change. That's what they do everywhere, though, isn't it? Same technique everywhere. The New Israel Fund is a local Israel version of Soros' shadow party, and it received money from Soros. The Liels are the ultimate insiders. Rachel Liel worked as the deputy director of rehabilitation services in the Ministry of Labor, and Alon Liel was the director general of two ministries and a foreign affairs advisor to former Prime Minister Ehud Barak. The real program is to bring the left to power. So games are going on here all the time. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Mind you, it's not all bad in Israel. I read an article recently that Tel Aviv was the happiest place in the world. It was taken over from Paris, apparently. They said it right there, it was the gayest place in the world. It got a gay award for that. So if you're feeling the sands, the seasonal affective disorder, with all the clouds and spraying over you in the west, go to Israel, because apparently it's an awful happy place in Tel Aviv right now. And China, here's an article here. Well, you know nothing about this, mind you. It's pretty routine with China, of course, that really took over Tibet. It says, China police fire on Tibetans, killing three. There's two articles I put up tonight. I'll put links up at cuttingthroughmatrix.com. It's a pretty typical article coming out of Tibet. It says, a situation at Kham Tuesday in a politically sensitive Tibetan region in southwest China, where witnesses and activist groups said security forces opened fire and on protesters and killed as many as three people. Well, I'll guarantee you one thing. You won't hear Soros on about this. You won't hear Madeleine Albright on about it. Hillary Clinton, the United Nations, NATO, or anybody else, or Mr. Richard Haass of the CFR, they won't say, my God, they're killing the citizens and sending NATO here. Will you, boys? Oh, no. That won't happen, eh? Anyway, several thousand Tibetans in Gansu Prefecture and Sichuan province marched to government offices Monday, and police opened fire into the crowd. An overseas Tibetan activist group said in statements, three Tibetans were killed and nine wounded in the violence in the prefecture's Luhyo County. The International Campaign for Tibet said, as I say, you can forget this one, because nobody is going to say, oh, we've got to, they're killing the people, we've got to get in there. You know, unless maybe there's oil or gold in their mountains. Maybe that'll do. Now, America has got an awful shock to come, because under the United Nations, there's a United Nations scheme, by the way, for those who think it's all to do with America. See, we're all global now. This new healthcare system that they're bringing in, and the actual RAND Corporation did it, I mentioned that, but 2 years ago, the survey for the U.S., and they said they were going to copy the British system, which is decimated right now. I mean, if you go to a hospital in Britain, you're taking your life in your own hands, really. If in any sense, you would be, and walk away. General practitioners, that's the doctors, sent me away 13 times. This is a fairly routine type story. Sent me away 13 times and dismissed me as neurotic. Now I've been told I'm dying of cancer. This is fairly typical now. Half the doctors you can't understand because they come from India, in place of that. So a mother has been given 18 months to live after doctors failed to diagnose her cancer more than a dozen times. Ruth McDonoghue, is 46, pleaded with GPs as doctors for 2 years to test her for the disease, but repeatedly fobbed off and dismissed as neurotic. Medical records show she visited GPs 13 times complaining of symptoms before she was finally diagnosed with bowel cancer. And now it's too late, folks. Try suing the government. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting into Dimitri's, reading an article about the coming, what's happening in Britain, but what's coming to America too. I know this because I'm talking to a lot of people from hospitals across the states, and they're closing down wards all over the place, and hospitals too. They're even renting floors out of hospitals to private clinics and things. Anyway, it says this was happened to this woman here, went to the hospital 13 times, and they just diagnosed her as neurotic. Despite being in excruciating pain, doctors told her simply to take warm baths. There's a good treatment for cancer. Or eat different foods. And when she came back so ill she couldn't eat, an extraordinary doctor's note said she was prescribed a herbal remedy, with the GP noting, admits is neurotic. I guess it must be a foreigner. Admits is neurotic. You see. By the time she was diagnosed in January last year, doctors found the tumor had progressed to the most severe stage, rendering it virtually impossible to treat. The tumor is now 4 inches long, spreads at the bottom of her spine, and is likely to kill her. Her only hope is an operation that would involve removing the tumor with part of her spine, but she's been unable to find a surgeon capable of carrying it out. Her chance of survival, such as an operation, would be low, and if she did, she'd be unable to use the lower half of her body. Because these guys should all be disbarred. Eh? They should be sweeping the floors in the hospital. But that's what you get on a National Health Service that's been absolutely decimated by government. That system over there used to really work. It's been decimated by government because they don't want private. That's the agenda. You'll get a private, a walk-in clinic private, that's guaranteed under the United Nations. You have to get the minimal care.
Look up the charter of the United Nations. Anyway, this woman is instructing solicitors to compile a compensation claim against NHS to help provide for her son, Brandon, who she's going to leave behind. She said, I knew the symptoms of bowel cancer, so I went back again and again. I couldn't get anyone to take it seriously. I was just fobbed off. I was in such excruciating pain that I couldn't eat. It was obvious that something was seriously wrong with me. I've been failed by the NHS. I might have been cured by now. I've been diagnosed with the symptom when the symptoms began. That's probably very true. She said, who's going to look after the son? It's been awful for him. He's having nightmares, and even wrote to Santa asking for me to be cured. It's heartbreaking. Well, that's how it goes. Eh? Medical records show, this is McDonough, a divorcee first visited her GP December 2008 when she complained of bleeding. That's the first symptom. You get bleeding, that's the first thing you must look into. What's causing it? Is it polyps? What is it? Is it hemorrhoids? FBOA, check it out. You always check it out. Make sure. She didn't even get an examination. She asked the doctor whether it could be due to bowel cancer, but was told it was a result of digestion problems. Where's this guy been trained? Huh? Where's he been trained, in the Congo or something? You know, where they cut chickens and scatter the blood over you? Over the next 2 years, she visited GPs in Potter's Bar in Enfield 12 times, complaining also of bloating and abdominal pain, both symptoms of disease. In June 2009, she was referred to Chase Farm Hospital for an X-ray, which found severe abnormalities in the bowel. But several days later, when she visited her GP yet again, she was told to take warm baths and drink warm fluids. I think I'd have put the GP head down in the bath. Iona Millie, solicitor Russell Jones and Walker, said she feels very strongly that she brought the key symptoms to the attention of the medical professionals. The time she was diagnosed, many of the treatments were no longer available. It progressed beyond those stages, you see. Anyway, the website's up there to try to get cash in and help ruthie.co.uk raise the funds and seek a doctor to volunteer to carry out the operation that might save her. She said, if it weren't for my son, I might give up, but I need to keep fighting for his sake. But this is the stuff. This is the National Health Service now that have decimated it. That was always the plan. Same in Canada, by the way, folks. Same in Canada for Canadians who don't know it, too. I know a guy in the West Coast who ended up in charge of a whole bunch of hospitals, started as an engineer in the hospital, and he was inside a heating duct when the head of the hospital got a call from the Prime Minister. This is years ago, saying, we've got to start crisis in the hospital. Get out of that into the newspapers, because they eventually want to privatize it all. You see? No kidding, folks. Now, they keep telling you how this is quite a story. It's in Canada again, but it's happening everywhere else too. Russ Loder and his wife Kathy moved into an apartment on Colburn Street in Oshawa 8 years ago. The building was new and clean and is run by Gateway Community Home, as most of the tenants pay rent year to income. Russ and Kathy, he's a teacher, she's an interior decorator, pay market rents, and so on and so on and so on. They're happy to move in because it's got a nice view, yada, yada, yada. They got their wish a few years ago, but in moving across the hall, they moved into hell. Shortly after unpacking, they began to get sick. Russ, who has arthritis, said, my feet are size 10, they swelled up to size 14. Worse, he soon developed gaping sores in his legs, and his ankles ballooned, and his toenails rotted off. Right? Let's keep listening to this one. Kathy said, I also lost my ankles. I had skinny ankles before we moved in. She rolled down her socks. Swelling is visible and doesn't look right. You don't want to see her toenails. Russ, who used to be an amateur runner, said, I had to have home care for a year because my sores, people thought I was an AIDS patient. The ailment seemed weird and inexplicable, but then a couple of years ago, a light went on because Russ typed his symptoms into the internet and found a clip of dancing cows as a veterinary description of an illness cows get. It seems that when dairy cows live in barns, they have a strong electromagnetic field underfoot. They're unable to stand still. In time, their hooves rot, their joints swell, and they develop weeping sores. Russ immediately found a specialist to test his apartment for the presence of an electromagnetic field. The results, he went into the bathroom, he came out white. On the back of the meter, used to test for EMF radiation as a caution. When EMF levels are higher than 3 gauss, biological damage can occur. Level beneath the loader's bed registered 100 Gauss. Russ was able to track the levels throughout the apartment, 100 in the bedroom, 75 in the office, 50 in the hall. Remember what I said about a light turning on? Russ discovered that he's able to light a small bulb using nothing but a ground wire, a piece of tin foil, and the current running under the floor. Like Tesla. They moved into their bed in the living room, but they're still ill. I'm no scientist, nor am I a doctor, nor an electrician, but no one living in my apartment anywhere in the world ought to be living or able to light up a bulb by touching it to the bottom floor, or the bedroom floor. Russ did more research and showed the results in the building manager. No response. He wrote his landlord and got this reply from the board of Gateway Homes. The board takes the position that electromagnetic fields do not cause any medical ill effects. Our toenails are very, very well, thank you. I decided that last bit myself. The board is not aware of any heavy wiring near your apartment. The reply also indicated that there was a problem. It was probably coming from his computers. Oh, that's a thing. That put you off computers, eh? Ruffin wrote to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, who ducked a problem but referred him to the Ministry. That's what you get in this governance idea. Every passes the buck, eh? The Ministry of Health. He got this reply from the Ministry of Health. Unfortunately, your problems lie outside our jurisdiction, and the Ministry is unable to be of assistance. Why are we paying them all this cash? So he went to the Landlord and Tenant Board and brought Dr. Magda Habas with him, a scientist at Trent University, one of the world's leading experts in electromagnetism. The LTP judge was impressed enough with their presentation. He invited himself over to the Loader apartment in order to see the problem himself. And then he ruled against them. As he says, I don't know why Russ and Kathy are ill. I cannot summarize the work of Dr. Havis, nor can I explain the decision of the LTB, and I don't give a fig for the weasel words of provincial cabinet ministers. But I do know that there is an abnormally strong electromagnetic field running through the apartment of Russ and Kathy, and it's powerful enough to turn on the light, and it's simply wrong. Yet no one has the guts to act. So there you go. Remember I read the one last year with the folk about the topmost apartments of a big high-rise in Toronto, and we're all having headaches and sick and nausea, and there's all the cables on the top of the roof from all the satellites, etc., etc. They were downloading stuff. And you can get it, too, when people are using a lot of, even in businesses are using a lot of Wi-Fis next door to you, you'll get it as well. But it's safe. It's perfectly safe, don't you know? Yep, perfectly safe. You're just like cows, you know, your hoofs are rot off. If we can give you different grass to chew, that will help. But just like that poor woman that was sent home with cancer. Quite something, man. Quite something. Now, the U.S. have so many folk with sick in war zone countries now, partly because of the depleted uranium, of course, which they use to bomb and blast the countries and shell the countries with. But this is interesting. It ties in with the spraying we're getting above us since 1998. Across the Western world. Navy researcher links toxins in war zone dust to ailments, he says. U.S. troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, Iran have inhaled microscopic dust particles laden with toxic metals, just like us. Eh? Of course, you see what we're getting here. Bacteria and fungi, a toxic stew that may explain everything from the undiagnosed Gulf War syndrome, symptoms lingering from the 1991 war against Iraq, to high rates of respiratory, neurological and heart ailments encountered in the current wars, scientists say. Now, that part is awfully interesting, heart ailments, you see, in young men. Because yesterday I mentioned that I know people who do harvesting, heart, lungs, and so on. And they're turning down the hearts of people who are over 25 now. Even if the rest of the body's lean and the vessels going in and out of the heart are clean, because there's little infarcts all through them. But these folk haven't been to wars. They just have to live in America and Canada. So here's these guys over there, and yeah, they have to do an investigation, and there's stuff in the air, and there's metallic toxic metals. And what do they put in the spray? Well, we know darn well they've got aluminum oxide, barium, and other metallic substances, which also will collect fungi and everything else on the way down. Think for yourselves, folks, because no one's going to do it for you. I also have a link up too to aluminum and fluoride, and it equals Alzheimer's and dementia. The because, you see, the fluorite activates the aluminum as well. Interesting, now, they didn't know this, of course, years ago, when they started spraying us, and this is from farm wars. Chemtrails contain the oxide of metals, according to this geoengineering patent. These substances are supposedly sprayed to the atmosphere for beneficial climate manipulation or geoengineering, and residue tests indicate excess aluminum oxide in the water and soil after heavy chemtrailing. That's why, of course, Monsanto brought out the plants now that are aluminum resistant for aluminized soil. Just coincidence, of course. Fluoride is put in the water to prevent tooth decay. Both of these actions, geoengineering and fluoridation on the surface, appear to be beneficial with only good intentions behind their implementation. Then it goes into how aluminum and fluoride interact with each other in incredible ways. I'll put this one up tonight for you. Now, Solyndra. Everyone's heard of Solyndra. Of course, that was a big multi-million dollar white elephant that the U.S. sunk your tax money into. Pals of Obama and the rest of the boys all benefited from it, and it was defunct in no time at all, bankrupt. And it says your bankrupt Solyndra is caught destroying brand new parts. It says, after filing for bankruptcy last year, Fremont Solar Company Solyndra still owes American taxpayers $500 million. A lot more than that, folks. But CBS5 caught them destroying millions of dollars worth of parts. A Solyndra spraying complex in Fremont, workers in white jumpsuits were unwrapping brand new glass tubes used in solar panels last week. They're the latest, most cutting-edge solar technology, and they're being thrown into dumpsters. Progress brought one pallet after another, piled high with a carefully packaged glass. Slowly but surely, it all ended up shattered. And it's not just a few loads. Hundreds of thousands of tubes on shrink-wrapped pallets will meet a similar demise. Solyndra paid at least $2 million for the specialized glass. A CBS5 crew found one piece lying in the parking lot. Solyndra still owes the German company that made the tubes close to another $8 million. Well, again, the taxpayer's going to pay that too, isn't it? So why is a bankrupt company that owes a fortune to creditors, including American taxpayers, throwing away millions of dollars worth of assets? Solyndra is not commenting, but court documents reveal the company received permission from the bankruptcy trustee to abandon the high-grade glass, the court agreeing that it was inconsequential value because the cost of storing them exceeds their value. What rubbish. Like, no other company would buy them. But, of course, it's because this big things go behind the scenes, and, of course, the company makes the glass will want to make brand new ones for somebody else. And there's be some big shark at the top that owns that. Years ago, they had a war in the Falklands, like in the early 80s. At the time, and since then, all it says were oil, that there was oil there. Argentina wanted to get in the act. And Britain eventually encouraged Argentina to get into war by saying they wouldn't do anything about it if they wanted to take back the Maldives, as they called it at that time. So today, years after the fact, I will tell you the truth. They all grabbed in Falkland Islands, seen tripling UK reserves. 30 years after Maggie Thatcher fought a 74-day war with Argentina over the Falkland Islands, the prospect of an oil boom is reviving tensions. Everybody laughed at me years ago when I said this is all oil. Oil exporters are targeting $8.3 billion. The only reason I knew all that is because I see me all the oil guys around the North Sea. I used to travel back and forth all the time on ships, and they'd tell me these guys were boring all over the world. They would tell me where the big oil was, and they even told me they wouldn't touch it for about 30 years around the Falklands. Oil exports are targeting 8.3 billion barrels in the waters around the islands this year, 3 times UK's reserves. And on it goes. So there you go. And the big banks are in there, Morgan Stanley and all the rest of the guys who are in on it big time, as always. In Britain, they've relaxed the cannabis laws. It says if you're caught with 6 kilos of cannabis, you could still avoid jail. Drug runners and dealers could avoid prison even if caught with heroin, cocaine, or thousands of pounds worth of cannabis. It says, sentencing guidelines issued today said that offenders who play a limited role in gangs could face community orders for intent to supply Class A drugs at like community service rather than jail. Dealers caught with 6 kilograms of cannabis valued at £17,000 and enough to fill 30,000 joints or keep an average user in life or 17 years, could also avoid prison. The sentences on drug deals would be cut substantially, while workers in small cannabis farms could escape custody. Courts will be told for the first time to reduce sentences for cannabis possession if it's being used for medicinal purposes. So everybody in Britain, I guess, must claim that they're ill, which they probably are. The guidelines maintain tough sentences for gang leaders and those who sell directly to the public, especially to children. So that's quite a joke, that one. I can remember when they were flooding people from India into the country, and many of them were coming in, of course. They were big shots, too, lots of cash buying up streets. And they were bringing in the stuff then. The government knew all about it, that they wanted to bring all the stuff in. Oh, it was all that came in with the drugs and rock and roll stuff, you know, and all the craziness that came with it. Destroy society, you know. Back with more after this break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Back cutting through the matrix, and I'll get the callers. Darren from Ireland on the line. Dear Darren.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad at all.
There's just something I've been noticing increasingly a lot in news and in papers and magazines is genetic engineering. And I also recently seen in the news today, on the Irish news, that they found a gene that increases speed horse, or a horse's speed. I don't know if you've seen that. I just think it's funny how they're putting it out there now increasingly more and more. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of see where it's going to end up going, and it's obviously going to end up going to genetic engineering of people.
Yes, there'll be more and more of this occurring, especially if they claim, they'll claim that they may be able to extend your life by extending mitochondrial DNA and stuff like that. And folk will go into it to get things done to them, or done to their children, of course. But you, remember I read an article last week, for instance, where they used a third party to so-called enhance the child that they're going to create, taking all what they call the bad genes, or the ones that may make them Huntington's chorea or something. That was going to be a horrific thing. Or it may even just be an allergy. Oh, well, this child won't have an allergy. Let's pop this gene out and take one from a third party and take the mitochondria from a third party. But what they don't realize, too, you can get a disease from a third party. And one of them is actually called Kawasaki's disease. So this British couple had a third party, and it's a Japanese woman, and it's a quite nasty, nasty disease, in fact. And so this child ended up having Kawasaki's disease. I actually think it was something to do with motorbikes, which I quite love, actually. But it's not that at all. It's a physical disease. So all their promises end up as naught. So you have to really ask yourself what they're really after. And what they're after is exactly what Bertrand Russell said, that the governments will be unable to resist the temptation to tinker and tamper to create the perfect, obedient citizen of the future. That is what it's all about.
And I also remember last year the article, or sorry, the audio you posted up, I think it was from the BBC or the CBC, to do with EMF disturbances in the apartment. But there's actually something also here I have that kind of is kind of interesting. It's from the Psychology Science. It was an article at the end of 2008. A team of researchers led by psychiatrist Mark Freeman recruited some three dozen people and subject them to rigorous and mental fatigue series of tests designed to measure the capacity of their working memory and their ability to exert top-down control over their attention. The subjects were divided into two groups. Half of them was spent a half an hour walking through a secluded woodland, and the other half was spent the equal amount of time walking through a busy downtown street. Both groups took a test and took the test a second time. Spending the time in the park, the researchers found significantly improved people's performance on the cognitive tests, including a substantial increase in attentiveness. Walking through the city, by contrast, led to no improvement or little improvement at all. So it's kind of funny that even the city itself is just completely unnatural and it's really artificial structure.
If Plato said that himself, he says that the city is a completely natural structure. But he says we should use them, he says, because we can promote ideas and they'll pop in them very quickly in a city. So they could, in other words, speed up the so-called societal evolution of people into new ideas much, much quicker through cities. You're quite right, yeah. But thanks for calling. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and your God or your gods go with you.
The next round.